Radio.com.
Hope you had a terrific Father's Day. And to all you first-time fathers out there, welcome to the party. Kate Delaney, America, tonight, this is where we start. What a weekend it was. A lot of crazy things happened over the weekend. And on this show, we kind of zig and zag in different directions, so we'll surely hit all of the top spots along the way. Remember, you can be part of the show simply by dialing our digits. I'm going to actually give them to you at the top. Somebody said to me the other day, this is for you, Al, in Wyoming. You don't say the numbers enough, Kate. So here you go, 855-266-KATE. 855-266-KATE. Everybody right now, take a big breath. Just breathe out. Why? Because guess what happened in Greece? While everybody was predicting doom and gloom, including pretty much what I thought was going to happen, didn't happen. Actually, the pro-bailout party toppled the Greek vote. So what does that mean? It means they're still in the Eurozone. Oh, well, really? After they got the two bailouts, how nice to stay on board. But this is a win temporarily, anyway, for Europe and probably us here in the United States. I've talked about the export-import business. And ultimately, what does that mean for all of us in the United States when it comes to investments? We could do show upon show on that one. But the leader of Greece's center-right, as I said, pro-bailout New Democracy Party was the winner. It didn't look like it was going to happen that way. It did. So the new leader, Samaras, is in a wild bit of talks at this point. But this election at least gives a temporary reprieve. Also coming up this hour on America Tonight, we'll check the mailbag. A ton of you hit me up via email about Rodney King. Where was I? He died at the age of 47, found in the bottom of a swimming pool. They don't expect foul play. It looks like it was an accidental thing that happened. Ellen Ratner joins us right off the bat. How exciting here to start the week off. G20 happening. This is a big thing, especially we look what happened with the Eurozone. Hey, Ellen, thanks for coming on. Did you have a great weekend?
I did. I hope you did as well. Happy Father's Day, even though you're not a father.
I know. I was thinking the same thing.
It's not Father's Day anymore.
That's right. It's not Father's Day anymore. All right. So my question is, the G20, somebody just tuning in and hearing, why is the G20 so significant?
Well, it's very significant because not only does environmental and other policies happen, but they're all related to the richest 20th countries, I guess.
Yeah.
And so you have all the very important countries in the world that have anything to do with how money moves, meeting in one place, talking about monetary policy, be it the Eurozone, or how various trade policies or environmental policies affect the rest of the world.
Yeah, and what do you think will be heavy this time around? I think the Eurozone, that's what I was alluding to there because of what happened in Greece. And, of course, as you know, Spain and Italy in trouble and a lot of other of the countries in Europe in the same kind of situation. Maybe not as bad as Greece yet, but things are shaky with the Eurozone, so I would assume that's going to be a big...
Well, the White House had a briefing on Friday, and what they did say is that Eurozone was obviously top of the hit parade. But there are other things happening, trade issues, world development issues as it is affected in places like Africa and South America. And don't forget, this G20 is being held in Cabos, Mexico.
Yeah.
There's also, of course, the president is going to have what's called bilateral meetings. And this means that he's going to be meeting with President Calderon tomorrow. He's also going to be meeting with what I call President for Life, Putin of Russia.
Yeah, president for life. That's because he takes his shirt off in all the photos. So for some reason, I don't get it with Putin. But you mentioned Calderon. Now there's this whole thing about the amnesty thing that Obama's kicking out there. Mitt Romney saying, "Oh, this is just political. He's just jumping on this because of the election, and this is politics as usual." But I would think that I would think that might come up at least in a private conversation with Calderon.
Well, very, very much. And, of course, we're not going to really know. There'll be some readouts. The president is going to do a press conference. And, you know, I think you can anticipate that they sort of have many different things that they talk about. Of course, also, don't forget, on the list is going to be the Iranian situation. So all of that will be part of it.
Yeah. Somebody told me that the Pope was going to visit during this G20. Is that right?
I had not heard that.
Wow.
Maybe, but that would
That's
be
crazy.
Highly unusual.
I think that would be highly unusual, too. And also, kind of dangerous. Already you have all these world leaders there. And, you know, the Pope, you put the Pope in play in Mexico, and that even means more protection, I would think. So maybe that was just a wild rumor, because I hadn't heard that.
We do know is that the Pope did say that they need to make developing and helping the world's poor a priority at the G20. And he has said that at every G20. I don't know actually if he has said it now on this one. But he has said it at absolutely other ones. And so he has, you know, basically weighed in on it. But again, hard to know where he's what's
the schedule is.
Yeah.
So Calderon, as you said, the big top 20, the 20 hit makers are there. They'll be talking about the donations to the International Monetary Fund, all that kind of stuff. They expect like $430 billion this year. The Eurozone is heavy. So what does that mean for Obama? How many days is he out of the country with this?
He's only out. He returns. He left tonight, and he has actually arrived at around 9:30 their time, which is right around now. I guess there's an hour or whatever. But anyway, he's there now, and he will get back to the United States on late Tuesday night. So he's really only there two nights. You know, they have several meetings tomorrow, as again, group meetings as well as bilateral meetings.
And no problems with the Secret Service advance team, right?
Not that we know about.
I like that. Not that we know about. As long as I stay away from the tequila, probably everything was okay.
But as you know, some news organizations did a FOIA Act, Freedom of Information, and found out that this was not just an isolated incident. It was certainly the largest group incident, but there have been occasional guys that have done some pretty bad things.
Ellen Ratner, it was great to have you on as we start the week off. Thanks so much from Talk
Thank
Radio
you.
News. We appreciate it. You have a good one. Cabo San Lucas. You know, it's interesting she talks about Cabo San Lucas. I've been to Cabo San Lucas several times. Once I went there, gosh, when I was fresh out of school, and another time was just a few years ago. And Cabo San Lucas is really kind of a wild place. It's a resort town, and I can only imagine the place is crawling with not just Secret Service, but all kinds of policia because of the people who are in town there. And heavy, heavy on this agenda, which we just kicked around with Ellen Ratner, has to be what happened with Greece and the Eurozone ultimately. Because it really is a sigh of relief. When I said take a deep breath and exhale, I meant it, because it would affect every single one of us. And trust me, we're not out of the woods on this in any stretch of the imagination, but it's at least a little bit of Band-Aid that we can put over it. And we're used to Band-Aids, right? Because we live in the United States. And that's all we do with Congress, with our legislative branch. All right, we're kicking it around some more on the flip side.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyDD.com. Ask about our new bull repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection guaranteed or your money back.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste your time. Instead, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. And you can become a client right now. We've settled millions of dollars in tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking at your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 1-800-685-9751. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-685-9751. That's 800-685-9751. Again, 800-685-9751.
You got for Father's Day? Did somebody make you breakfast, take you out for a meal, mow the lawn for you? Listen, if it's a typical family that most of you come from, let's say 60% of the audience, then that means you do the guy things, right? Do you mow the lawn? Do you have a honey-do list? I think that'd be a good Father's Day if somebody took the list off your hands. So we kick off the week at the tail end of a weekend where we celebrated fathers, and it just made me think about that. I was at my father-in-law's house, and he seemed to be enjoying Father's Day. It's always about the clever cards you get. He got unlimited movies pretty much from us and got a book that he was excited about. That Bourne series continuing. I'm going to tell you how you can win a copy of the Bourne series coming up a little bit later this week on America Tonight. But anyway, hope you had a great Father's Day, as I said at the top of this one, and got to celebrate. And if your father wasn't alive, or isn't alive, rather, is the way to say that, maybe at some point you just had him in your mind, you're remembering a good story, something cool that you actually got to do together. I mentioned at the top as well the fact that we have this Greece situation now with the Greek vote. There's a little bit of a breath here because the Eurozone stays as it is for the Greeks. It's not completely meaning that, whoa, we're out of the woods. No, we're not out of the woods, but we have a little bit of a respite is probably the good way to say that. The other thing that I alluded to, and I said that I can only imagine that this may be part of the conversation, is the president's immigration now amnesty push, which Romney, who's the opponent, is saying, well, this is just a desperate political move, because what took so long? Why are you grasping at the immigration, illegal immigration straws now, when you didn't do it during the entire 4 years that you were president? Why'd you wait to take the action? 3.5 years and nada, nothing. No concern about that. A few little conversations, a few little speeches here and there, but not much. Now, what the president is saying is, know that this has always been something that's been on his mind, and that he was had been thinking about trying to have something passed or push for something to get passed for a very long time. Whether, remember, it was the Dream Act thing that he was endorsing, which is not the same thing as amnesty, illegal immigration, you know, what do we do? But they're talking about trying to perhaps stuff a bill through. So what bill could be stuffed through that would solve this situation in the next couple of months? I don't think so. I don't think that's going to happen. And first of all, because you have a lame duck session going on, we've almost hit the wall of the end of the summer. There'll be a vacation that's coming up. I don't think anything's going to happen. Then you have those couple of months right before the election, so very, very doubtful. Mitt Romney says, and he was on the campaign trail over the weekend in Pennsylvania, that he should have done this a long time ago, that he should have taken action when he had a Democratic House and Senate, because then it wouldn't that have gone through. He would have had the people that he needed. If he wanted a solution that dealt with kids or so-called anchor babies or illegal immigration, then he could have taken this up a lot earlier. And it would have made sense, because he could have tried to pass legislation to create long-term immigration solutions, right? And could have looked at some of the proposals that have been rolling around out there. And, of course, Senator Marco Rubio, who may be on the undercard for Mitt Romney, jumped on the same thing, and we'll see. But I don't see this. I don't foresee this. If there's any kind of a measure that they try to push through, meaning that the president tries to push through, I don't see it getting through because he doesn't have the horses, which Romney's right about that. And on top of that, we're waiting to see what happens with the Supreme Court and the ruling on Obamacare that should be handed down really this week, or D-Day could be the 28th, which is what I heard, that the 28th is when we'll get that decision. But it doesn't mean it'll happen, that it could happen earlier. And the whole thing here is, what happens? Is it constitutional or unconstitutional on a federal level? If it's unconstitutional, then the whole thing is kicked out. So do pre-existing conditions stay? What happens with the law? I mean, ultimately, what's going to happen here if it gets kicked out, or if it doesn't, if it doesn't get stopped in its tracks? So my question to you is, what are you hoping to see here from the Supreme Court? Just flat out unconstitutional? Let's start this thing again. If there's 20 million or so that are uninsured, can't they be insured with a Medicare kind of program, Medicare, Medicaid kind of program? Couldn't that happen where it was cheaper, and would companies still be persuaded enough to keep their insurance the way it is? Because so many of them have dumped insurance now at this point, and so many of the policies for a lot of people, depending on what kind of health care you have actually doubled or even in some cases tripled. And boy, when your premium starts to go up, starts to tick up slowly, it's a never-ending battle to try to fight that. It's to fight with the company to try to get the reduction, and then for the company to sit there and have to shop out insurance constantly. I worked for a company. Every year you had somebody different, Blue Cross Blue Shield, United Healthcare. You didn't know. It was eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Whichever one's the cheapest, that's the one that we're going to go to. And so it was constantly switched. And some of the doctors weren't always on there, and that is, I think, a big, huge part of the problem. But you know how I feel about healthcare and the situation. We'll see what the Supremes ultimately roll out. I want to know what you think. Do you want to see this whole thing scrapped? Try to save the pre-existing conditions so people don't get jammed up on that. Try to make a new program where Medicaid, Medicare is the basis for covering others, where they can get insurance at a fair rate, erase the the state lines and create competition, or no, keep it as it is, let it roll out, let it roll all the way out, including with the individual mandate. You know, I always say this, I don't care what your stripes are, everybody's invited to walk on this road. So light up the phone lines or shoot me an email at americatonight.net. The phone number, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE. Hey, coming up here on America Tonight, we're going to talk about maybe the shocker for some, because it just brought people back. Rodney King, if you go back to 92 and those crazy riots in Los Angeles, what happened with Rodney King and what a symbol he became of all kinds of things after that. The whole videotape beating by the police that sparked the riots. He died on Sunday, and he died on Sunday. He was found dead Sunday, actually June 12th is what I thought the date was. He was found dead. He was 47 years old, and there's some concern as to whether or not there was foul play, but the police are saying no, that there wasn't, and they're still going to investigate. He was at the bottom of a pool. They removed him and performed, you know, the resuscitation as much as they could until the paramedics arrived, and he was, and they called 911 obviously and done everything they could, but there was no signs of foul play. So if there were no obvious injuries on his body, and they're looking at this, and they're looking at it as a drowning, I guess the autopsy would show that. And I mean, you just remember what happened and how big it was when King's lawsuit came up, you know, to the city of Los Angeles for what happened. That took a couple of years, kicked in 94, and it's crazy to think of this, because apparently he was such a good swimmer, that at least that's what the people around him say, is he was known for being a good swimmer. He used to swim all the time. So what happened? Was he intoxicated? Are they doing a tox screen? I'm sure they're doing that. And so what's the deal there? Anyway, we're going to talk more about how it ratcheted up the dialogue on race in America. If you remember the riots, and what do you think has happened since then? Have we rolled a little bit forward? Stay with us.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best-tasting food you can buy. To celebrate the beginning of summer, you can save 20% off their already affordable prices. This offer ends on June 20th, so take advantage of the summer savings now. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guaranteed.
Emergency Essentials has Mountain House deals in June. Going on now. Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies, does it again with up to 25% off Mountain House foods. Don't miss these savings. All Mountain House number 10 cans are 20 to 25% off during the month of June only at BePrepared.com. Mountain House foods have superior taste and a scientifically proven 25-year shelf life because they start with fresh or frozen foods, then cook, prepare, and finally freeze dry them. All the goodness, flavor, and taste are locked in as if handmade from scratch. Mountain House, the same great meals enjoyed by campers and outdoorsmen the world over. Hurry now through June 30th. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and the BePrepared.com low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play your music. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter.
In other words, so you remember the famous phrase, can we all get along? That question still hangs in the balance, I think. Since what happened with Rodney King, he's in the news, as I mentioned, because he was found dead at the bottom of the swimming pool at 47 years old in California. They don't suspect foul play. You heard me go through the rigmarole of the toxicology and the autopsy and all the things that they're going to conduct. The people around him said he was a good swimmer. They tried to resuscitate him, called the paramedics, do the things that you do. But it looks like it was just some sort of an accident. At this point, did he lose consciousness or any of those other details? They're kind of all hanging out there. Here's what Al Sharpton had to say about Rodney King.
Rodney King made America have to come to terms with police abuse. Rodney King's case was a symbol of police abuse. I remember before the tape of Rodney King, we talked about police abuse. People thought we were making it up.
All right, and true, since then, one thing that has changed is all the whole videotaping deal with the police themselves even videotaping. You know, the thing in the future is to have the videotape right with some motorcycle cops already have this, but they do it in England where, boom, it's automatically, it's on the headset, everything is taped the second you have any kind of an interaction. So that would make a huge difference, obviously. And since then, we've seen other tapes that have appeared and other things that have happened. There were a lot of different things that came about because of the whole Rodney King thing. Some of the discussions, the police side of it, I think, was uber huge for Los Angeles and probably for the country, too, as well. You might remember those riots. So we're talking about that, and we're also talking about the health care situation, because that could come out maybe at the tail end of this week. I really heard the 28th, but you know what? The Supremes have the decision. It's just a question of when they actually leak it out. I say leak it, but actually put it out. I heard the 28th because then they could skedaddle, but we'll see. Maybe not. Does it all get torn up? Does parts of it stay? What happens with the individual mandate? What do you hope happens? Because, listen, this affects every single one of us. I don't care what your income, what your situation. Every single one of us in the United States is affected by this health care policy, whether you like it and you want to see it rolled out, or you hate it and you hope it goes away. Sally is listening to us in Washington. Hey, Sally, how are you?
I'm fine.
What would you like to see happen here from the Supremes?
I believe that the Supreme Court is going to strike down the mandate because I believe it's unconstitutional.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a book on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., and he had a letter in there from the Birmingham jail. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, yes.
And he had a famous line in there during the civil rights, and it said, an unjust law. He says, I have to agree with St. Augustine that an unjust law is no law at all. And that's exactly how I feel. This is an unjust law. I took business law. I studied the Commerce Clause, and they're really stretching it. So I do believe the mandate will be struck down. I don't know if the whole thing will, but that's what I truly believe will happen.
I agree with you. I think the mandate will get struck down on the constitutionality. I mean, it hasn't even kicked in yet. It's not supposed to kick until 2014. And the rest may stay, or all of it, because it is affected by that. All of it goes away. What's interesting, Sally, is the IRS has already hired and trained agents to enforce that law.
I wanted to say, too, that I was a delegate to our state. We had our convention, uh-huh. And I went as a delegate for Ron Paul. Of course, he's not going to be running, so I have to go with Romney. But I just also want to say that I feel like the president, maybe he did his best, but I'm not happy that he wants to fundamentally transform this country into, it appears to me, a socialist European country where they have dictators and rulers, and that's the whole reason they left England. We are not a monarchy, and I was very offended when his aide, Valerie Jarrett, said, we're ready to rule from day one. I thought, rule? You govern me. I am not a subject to be ruled. This is not a monarchy, and that seems to be the attitude. And so
you're hoping. And so, hey, I get you in the Ron Paul thing. Good for you that you did that. And, you know, other people are doing that, and he's going to have a big rally outside of the Tampa Convention Center. There are a lot of things planned for Ron Paul. I think he has an effect on liberty and some policies, and I think that actually some of the Republicans will listen to Ron Paul, and maybe you'll see sprinklings of not Ron Paul necessarily speaking at the convention, but some of what he says really landing. I think there's a good chance that some of that liberty stuff will land. So I think it's important that you did that. Good for you, Sally. Thanks for the hard opinion and the conversation. Don't be a stranger. Call us again. I agree with you. The individual mandate absolutely gets struck down. As for the rest of it, I'm not sure. It may just fold in. It might collapse like a cake when you don't make it right, you know, and it doesn't rise. Boom, and it collapses in the middle. That could happen partially because of the individual mandate. But isn't it interesting that the IRS has already hired people to enforce that law, thinking it's smooth and it's going to go through? Dale in Illinois. Hello, Dale. How are you?
Well, I'm doing great, Kate. I wanted to comment about the death of Rodney King.
Yeah.
You know, what we fail to remember is the part that Reginald Denny played in all this. He was beat nearly to death, and yet he held no hatred toward anybody. And I think had he responded in a different way, we'd had more serious trouble in Los Angeles and maybe around the country. And he's fine doing what he's doing. I understand the last time that somebody checked on him, he was fixing boat motors down in Lake Havasu, Arizona.
Yeah, and he was the, so everybody knows, he was the truck driver who was almost beaten to death. You saw him on video. They kept showing it over and over again by the angry African-American mob that went after him when he was pulled out of the truck. That was very, very scary. I mean, he was like in his 30s, and it was awful what happened to him. And that was, he was just taking a shortcut. I remember this. He was taking a shortcut off the freeway. I want to say Santa Monica Freeway. And anyway, that's what he normally did, and he had no idea the trap that he ended up in, and that was, yeah, that was awful, that footage.
He, and then when they had the case in court, it was televised, I think, part of it, or that he showed great respect for the parents of these kids.
Yeah.
And I think it was very important, Kate. We need to recognize his part in this is a very positive thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. Absolutely. Absolutely. Because that, you're right, that was definitely a part of this, too, and shouldn't be lost in it. And probably more people will talk about that. Dale, thanks.
Bye.
All right, 855-266-KATE, if you want to throw in your two cents, whether it's about health care or something else that we're kicking around here, and, of course, the death of Rodney King, people thinking about the impact of that. And you heard Dale there talk about the white construction driver who was almost beaten to death. I mean, he came pretty close, and the group that surrounded him and grabbed him, and they clearly you could see them on the videotape, they had a nickname called the LA-4, and it, because there were so many helicopters and so many journalists and all these people all over the place, they had that. One of the Los Angeles services had got it on tape, as I mentioned, and it was broadcast everywhere. So people were watching this and couldn't believe what they were seeing, because here's what happened. Remember, the videotape of Rodney King happened in 91. I think I said this. He was beaten by the LAPD officers that was on tape. Then it was about a year later when the four officers were acquitted when the jury couldn't reach that verdict. And so then there was massive outrage, and that's when the riots happened in L.A. And people were screaming and shouting, and there was just mob violence and destruction. And it just simply became known as the L.A. riots, the 92 riots. And the first day when that started, that's when he happened to trip into that area. And he was just off, beaten awfully, had awful head injuries, and had to have all kinds of rehab and speech things and whatnot to get back, to get back on his feet. And luckily he did. But that tape, just like the Rodney King tape, was shown all over the place. And you heard Dale mention there how he was very diplomatic to the families when he was, you know, when he had to deal with that, of course, later. And they were able to track down those kids that had grabbed him and snatched him. Awful, awful stuff. I mean, awful reaction, of course, to the verdict, and that was what kicked in and prompted everything to happen. And it's one of those markers. You know, when you're talking about things that have happened, when you talk about history, you remember when, or maybe you don't remember when, but it's something that you learned in school, because in school, actually, with race relations and talking about different things that have happened in the country, this is sometimes, I think, brought up in history class, certainly at the college level it is, and maybe even in some high schools when they go through various things that have happened, current events kind of things. Like, we had current events in school, and so anything that made news was definitely fair game and was talked about when I was in school, when I was in college, and actually when I was in high school too. So this was a big one. This is one of those milestone things that had people talking about. Really, police had people talking about what happened as a result of that. The riots had people talking about relationships with races and culture in the United States. And then how the reaction was in Los Angeles itself. Because, yes, people around the country were talking about it, but this happened in Los Angeles. Mitt Romney has a good friend on the campaign trail with him. You know how I feel about endorsements. Will this endorsement help him in any way, shape, or form. We'll talk about that on the flip side.
Food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people have viewed to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
Survival is not about the end of the world. It's not about a hypothetical plane crash or the latest violent storm. Survival is about the satisfaction of knowing you can take care of yourself and your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. CampingSurvival.com was started in 1956. No, not the .com part, the survival part. CampingSurvival.com has over 17,000 urban, wilderness, and preparedness items. Supreme customer service. Very low shipping and no games. We look around to make sure we have the lowest prices, and CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran owned. Don't base your survival on the latest spring up on the internet company. Do business with an authority on survival. CampingSurvival.com. Use coupon code GCN at checkout, and CampingSurvival.com will take 5% off your order. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
Results are in, and the pro bailout party had enough to win. So that means everything stays the same in Greece. And the leftist left didn't get in that party, which would have toppled the Eurozone, which would have sent the markets going haywire, which means the little tiny bit of money that you've squirreled away could have been in danger with, again, another wild roller coaster ride on the market. But beyond that, it's that whole toppling of Europe that, whether we like it or not, we are tied to Europe, if nothing else, because of the export-import business. We can't be complete isolationists because we depend on commerce on both sides of that. As much as I'm about made in America, and I want to certainly see more of that, and it's ridiculous what's happened because of the corporate tax, sending companies fleeing to other places, getting things made for a song. We all run to Walmart or whatever, and we've ended up costing America our identity in some cases, certainly jobs. We can't get enough of those. But we have to be realistic, and we definitely need to have commerce going in and out. We need to have some of that flow, that ebb and flow. So if the Eurozone is completely crapped out, like we're at the craps table and they have crapped out, it's not good for the United States. It's not good for any of you, because we'll start to see the serious effects of that. So the conservatives in, the pro-bailout conservatives in Greece, is a good thing. All right, another rehash, of course, Rodney King, we're talking about it. The L.A. police are saying they're looking into the death, but they think it's accidental. Certainly at this point, they're looking into a toxicology report and what could have happened. His 1991 beating by the L.A. police sparked those crazy riots, the sad riots that actually left 47 to 50 some people dead as a result, and started the whole thing about police and violence and videotaping, and bigger than that was the whole what's going on with race in the U.S. and part of that was the beating of the white truck driver too. That was a lot of the video that you saw. Those were the two videos you would often see side by side. So remember, this story took place in 91 and continued to go on 92, 93, 94. Those were meaty years for conversations about that. And there are still people who feel like there was no justice in this whole situation with the Los Angeles Police Department. It changed a lot of things, a lot of ways that they encounter people and the whole videotaping thing. And, of course, that also pushed out across the United States too, as well. We also talked about the fact that we've got the G20 summit that's coming up in Mexico. Everybody's in place, meaning world leaders who are part of the top 20 are there. We talked with Ellen Ratner about that. The president is certainly meeting with Felipe Calderon, as it's in Mexico, as I said, in Cabo San Lucas. You can bet that some of the conversation might be this whole amnesty thing, but certainly the Eurozone would be front and center in this meeting for the next couple of days, and some other programs would come out, and also Iran's nuclear program, what's going to happen there as they reset, and Syria's situation, what's the conversation going to be there? John McCain, the senator from Arizona, says that the lack of U.S. aid to the Syrian rebels is shameful, that we need to arm them, we need to put our dough into weapons and get it in the hands of the rebels, to which I say, oh, it is. The humanity is sickening to watch, to hear the things that are happening, but I don't think we should go in this direction. We can ill afford to do that. You may disagree. And you can get your shot in the next couple of minutes at 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE. All right, here's the campaign partner with Mitt Romney. It took a little while, but, you know, he's collecting endorsements. That's what you do when you run for office. You collect endorsements, and if the people are powerful enough, it's money or introductions or networking or, you know, you name it. This audience is smart enough. That's how politics is. So John Boehner, the Speaker of the House, was out campaigning in Ohio with Romney. Ohio is a swing state, a big swing state. And remember, Romney and Obama last week were at the same time speaking in Ohio. So now Boehner, who is pretty popular in parts of Ohio, was out there shaking hands, touting him as somebody who can put the economy back together again. There were lots of supporters at rallies that were, you know, in Troy, Ohio, for example. It was one of the many towns that they hit, and Romney talked about Obama having a roadblock to Republican efforts to try to revive the economy, and that's what Boehner said as well, that he agrees with Mitt Romney and thinks he's the way to go for the future, and he'll change it. And, you know, people were screaming along the way, we're the 99%, we're the 99%, that kind of thing. What's always interesting is when you go to a local place and you're a politician, you're running, to embrace the locals, I think it's something about our culture. You have to dig in to what it is that makes them excited food-wise. I ever noticed that? That's always big. I mean, if we went back and looked at video footage of candidates, we could probably put together a little bit of a documentary on the foods that people eat campaigning. So this time along, they did a whole bus tour and went to, like I said, little towns and whatnot all over Ohio. So Romney and Boehner had a burger at a place called Kay's Hamburgers. And I've actually, because I went to school in Ohio, heard of Kay's Hamburgers. Pretty good. I wouldn't say it's my favorite hamburger, but it's pretty decent. It's definitely local fare. So after an entire day of doing that, Romney headed to Wisconsin. He's got a Monday event with Congressman Paul Ryan, who carries his own big stick. He's the chairman of the House Budget Committee, as all of you know. He put together a budget that Obama slashed and trashed and continues to do when they talk about the economy. And also, Ryan is a possible VP pick, so that's part of the reason why he's out there and showing his face. And Ryan is youthful, has kids, you know, kind of brings the whole package. It's all about the numbers. A lot of people like Ryan. He's a little bit, in a way, new to the game, but is definitely embraced by a lot of people in the party. You also heard when Sally called in, she mentioned Ron Paul. Ron Paul is gathering those delegates along the way, and as I said to her, he's got a couple of events that are scheduled for Tampa. Lots of Ron Paul people will be there for the convention. And while he might not have a big stake inside, you know, a primo spot where he's on the podium, that's probably not what the Romney people will do. Some of what Ron Paul has said about liberty, about protecting constitutional rights, that kind of stuff, I think will definitely be in play outside the convention and part of the conversation inside the convention. And that's part of the goal here for Ron Paul, because this is it. He's not running for Congress again. He's not running for president again. This was it for Paul. And I think that that's going to be part of the lure. There's going to be a lot of people that will head to Tampa for not just the convention and Romney, but for what Ron Paul has to say. All right, the final turn here for this hour, the White House, I said this, is going to halt the deportation. This is what the amnesty thing is about, of as many as 800,000 young illegal immigrants. In some cases, what they're going to do is just give them work permits. It's a new initiative that was announced by the Department of Homeland Security. It's going to start sometime in the next 60 days. And here's how it would work. People under 30 who entered the country illegally or overstayed their visas when they were under the age of 16 will be immune from deportation as long as they aren't a felon, they haven't had some kind of a misdemeanor, and they've graduated from a U.S. high school or joined the military. You can weigh in on that by going to americatonight.net or hit us up in our poll on Press 4. You can find that on the website as well.
We got 3 hours left on this thing, and I can't drive and argue with you rules all at the same time.